Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. This is your host, Paige Estrotori, proudly brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted partner in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. On our bulletin today, we have four headlines to cover. In the world of superannuation, Rest announced yesterday an exciting leadership transition. Michael Clancy, the former CEO of Qantas Super, has been appointed the new Chief Investment Officer, ushering in a fresh chapter for Rest. Known for leading Qantas Super's $9 billion fund, Clancy has displayed exceptional financial acumen and leadership skills. As he steps up in his new role, expecting to start on August 11th, Rest sees promise in his capability to enhance investment and financial growth for its members. Turning now to the wealth management sector facing its midlife crisis, a pressing issue was highlighted yesterday. Arnie Selvaraja of Bell Financial Group stressed the urgent need for change as the pressure on Australia's pension system increases. With the working population dwindling and majority of Australians above the age of 65 reliant on pensions, the forecast suggests the fiscal pressure to double up by 2050. The solution? Innovative technology and personalized services to help Australians achieve financial independence. Let's watch this space closely. Meanwhile, on the regulatory front, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, announced yesterday that managed accounts, which include separately managed accounts, are now under the performance review microscope. As per APRA's Your Future, Your Super Performance Test, it's a move forward in ensuring that superannuation products truly safeguard members' financial interests. Let's move now to the international stage. Markets across the globe reacted with caution in response to the new U.S. tax legislation. Here in Australia, the ASX 200 index took a slight hit of 0.4%, indicating a somewhat resilient outlook given the otherwise mixed global trends. As markets adjust to this monumental U.S. fiscal policy shift, we anticipate its imprint on our financial landscape in 2024. That wraps up our Saturday summary of the key financial stories. For more information and in-depth reports, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, keeping you in the loop with your financial services news.